From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia and China exercised a double veto Tuesday to block action in the United Nations Security Council aimed at sanctioning the Syrian regime for using chemical weapons against its own population. It was the seventh time in nearly 6 years of the Syrian crisis that Russia has deployed its veto to protect the regime of President Bashar al-Assad. The measure, backed by Western nations, would have imposed sanctions on 21 Syrian individuals, organizations, and companies believed involved in chemical attacks in 2014 and 2015. Even before U.S. President Donald Trump delivers his first speech to Congress Tuesday, Republican and Democratic lawmakers are expressing differing opinions about it. Michael Bowman takes a look.
For the Senate's Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the anticipation is leavened with optimism.
We're all looking forward to what the president has to say tonight. It's a big moment for him. More importantly, it's a big moment for our country.
For Democratic leader Chuck Schumer, anticipation sounds more like dread.
If past is prologue, the president will use populist rhetoric in his speech to hide what he is actually doing.
Lawmakers of both parties told VOA they want details about Trump's economic agenda, from spending priorities to tax reform to health care. Michael Bowman, The Capitol.
More than 120 retired U.S. military generals and admirals are urging Congress not to cut spending on diplomacy and foreign aid. Some fear that those two government functions may be targeted in President Donald Trump's first budget proposal. This is VOA News.